Hello, everybody. Welcome to Psy Supporters. We're on again for the episode 6. After countless votes and people voting a lot on my Twitter, it seems like everybody wants to know the dying question of what got me into GTS, or what got me into Giantist Fetish in general. Well, that's easy. Basically, I started like around, when I was 9 years old. Basically, after my very first story of, you know, Jack and the Beanstalk. You know, the normal type of book where the guy goes up to the beanstalk and there's a giant there and everything else. So as a 9 year old, I was always very curious. Now, if there is a giant, which is a male giant, what would a giant, like a woman, look like? Would it just be called a giant woman, or just be called something else? So after my curiosity was really piqued to the point of researching online, looking for stories, I still remember the very first story that got me, like, you know, into all this fetish type of stuff with this macrophilia, which is teacher's pet, if I remember correctly what that name of that story was. It's about a kid who was going to summer school. They all put on watches and it shrunk them down to a certain size, and they were sitting under the desk of certain students, and blah blah blah. I'm pretty sure you can check that out at Giantist World or Giantist Planet, whichever one the story place is called. You can find that one in the old archive area. Wow, I'm bad today. So far, after experiencing that, I decided to expand further, and that's when I figured out that this Giantist fetish stuff was actual a thing. Now, honestly, I felt like, you know, I was very shy about it. I was pretty, like, embarrassed. I didn't want people to, like, to know. And I didn't know if there were others that were into the same thing like me. So I hid this amongst myself for like a while. I watched videos. My first actual store that got me really deep into, you know, being one to be tiny or like the small size of 3 to 4 inches tall was Canadian Giantist or Giantist Fantasy. And meeting, you know, Chibi and all the other people that he had, the very first Giantist that I saw there was Samantha. And she was pretty cool. She's actually married now. She has a couple of kids and everything. She's really nice. I haven't talked to her in a while, but she was one of the very first Giantists that I actually got to meet from a, like, Giantist studio or people who were making amazing videos. And after a while, it expanded into something more, which now I wanted to actually be into, like, my life when it comes to size fetish or macro furry stuff or all the above Giantist-related things, which has gotten me to the peak of, you know, I want to meet like-minded people that actually have the same amount of, like, thought process as I do. Sure, I'm definitely embarrassed. Sure, I'm still definitely a tiny bit shy about it. But after, you know, the whole SizeCon thing, which you probably will see in episode 2 or 1. I did talk about my first experience there, and after meeting like one of my favorite actresses, Jacqueline, and she is awesome, aka Velvet. And after talking to her about it, and she told me how her mind and what she thinks about Giantists, and asked me a couple of embarrassing questions about what I would do if I was tiny, which honestly I never thought I'd say in open air. But now I realize that I shouldn't have been embarrassed. This is something that, you know, everybody has a fetish. There's nothing really to be ashamed about. So now I got really into it, and I do thank those people that I met, which is, you know, I met Chibi when I first got into this stuff, and then after that expanded to Gary's, and then it expanded to Jason Ninja's Bratty Foot Girls website, and it expanded to the whole point of a Giantist fetish to a foot fetish to just in general those two things. I mean, look, everybody loves those type of things. Well, not everybody, but I do. And so far, I have met a lot of Giantists throughout my life that I am actually pretty happy I met and got to worship through amongst the process, which, you know, it makes me me. I mean, there's no difference about it. I mean, I would like to worship a Giantist someday or have a relationship with someone that has the same thought process. And, you know, worship her to the highest degree. That means be an insole, be like around her neck in a necklace looking cage or something that keeps her happy, which is, that's what I basically want. Well, that's just me. I'm just telling you my honesty here. But I'm pretty sure everybody else has their different fantasies and several things that they like. But this is basically in general what got me into the whole size fetish thing, which is the Jack and the Beanstalk book. Literally, that's what it is. It's nothing like, I'm pretty sure others have had different ways, but in my case, I've been Jack and the Beanstalk. It got me curious about giants. So this is what we're at now. I mean, I've heard others say about Alice in Wonderland, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. That's also another good one. There's Honey, I Blew Up the Kid. There's several other great movies that have brought upon like those size fetish ideas to your mind. But this is it for episode 6, and hopefully we'll be going on to the next couple of subjects. So thank you for listening, and catch you in the next segment.